My ex was someone I'd known for a long time, and I'd always thought they were very sweet and very caring. It wasn't very long after we'd started dating that things started to feel a bit different. I remember one night I was out with some friends and I wasn't checking my phone, and they had texted me something like 50 times in an hour. They seemed like they were really panicked, and I just felt so bad and so guilty for making them feel like that and making them worry. And that was kind of how it developed. Any time they couldn't reach me or anything, they would get so upset or angry, and they'd refuse to speak to me, or they'd accuse me of trying to hurt them. Eventually, it seemed easier not to go out or to see friends. It's just like it wasn't worth hurting my partner and going through all of those accusations and all of the upset. I stopped seeing a lot of people and only really spent time with my partner. I never thought of what they were doing as wrong. It just that it was upsetting. I felt like they were clingy, maybe, but that was about it. They cared about me. We'd been together for about 6 months when I decided to break it off. Not because I'd had some realization about their behaviour, I just really blamed myself for not being able to make them happy. I was spending all my time and energy on trying to be good enough, but there'd always be some way I was letting them down or making them angry. I missed my friends, and I felt like I was only making things worse for my partner, so I ended things. They took it pretty badly, and they threatened to hurt themselves, but I thought that would be the end of it. When my ex started stalking me, I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. They turned up outside my work one day and were just waiting there for hours. Luckily, one of my colleagues saw them and let me know. I was really freaked out. I had to leave out the back entrance and have a friend walk me home. I started getting loads of calls from these unknown numbers, and I was just so anxious about all of them. I didn't want to go out to any of the cafes or places I usually hang out in case they'd be there. And people were asking me what was wrong, and I was embarrassed to admit that I was scared of seeing my ex. It's like they were still in control of my life from a distance, and I still felt guilty and ashamed. Recognizing it as abuse was the first step. A friend had kind of figured out what was happening and convinced me to get in touch with a local LGBT support group. At first, I just wanted someone to talk to, and I didn't want to get my ex in trouble. They helped me see that this wasn't just an unhealthy relationship, it was more than that, and they explained how power and control and isolation work, and how making someone feel guilty and threatening self-harm are all tactics used by abusers. My ex was still calling me a lot, but then they showed up outside my block of flats. My caseworker really helped me figure out how to keep safe and what kinds of legal protections I had and that kind of thing. It was really hard to accept at first that I needed to feel safe again. It hasn't been easy, and I've had to change my number, I've moved house, and I've stopped hanging out in some places, but I feel like I'm getting back in control of my life, and having support from other LGBT people has been a big part of that.